tweet at Saturday RTE.
Welcome back to the programme. Now, this week, the government approved measures which would see rent increases linked to general inflation and an extension to the rent pressure zones to the end of 2024. The new measure will take effect from the middle of this month. David Cullinan, your party has long been calling for rent increases to be linked to inflation. Are you happy that it was finally announced this week?
I think that's a bit of a joke now, Justin, because it's too little too late and the horse has bolted on that one. Five times Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael voted against our proposals a number of years ago to try and manage rents and to use this system. Since then, they put in place these rent pressure zones, which haven't worked. Rents have gone up to record levels and now they're introducing something that we had called for years ago in different circumstances. We've been ahead of the government on this, as you point out, for a long time. Now they need to get in line with what we were calling for, and what we're calling for is a 3-year rent freeze, which needs to be brought in. It's the only solution, and not just that, but a tax credit refundable of 1 month's rent, because that's the key here. But the bigger issue, and if we really want to deal with the housing crisis, we have to increase supply. And I'm sick and tired of hearing the government talk about the housing crisis, and yet we don't have any real plan in relation to public and affordable housing.
The argument is that rent freezes will actually drive landlords out of the rental market, and you'll have less or fewer properties available for renters.
I don't believe that's the case at all, because rents are at record levels at the moment. So I think it is very, very profitable for people who are in that business, unfortunately. And listen, the reality is what people want are homes. The ESRI, the CSO and many other organisations are in line with what we're calling for, which is double capital investment, build 20,000 affordable and social homes a year over the next number of years. We want to see real social homes and genuinely affordable homes, and the homes that are so-called affordable at the moment in Dublin can range anywhere from 400,000 to 700,000. Okay, Beyond the reach of the vast majority of working people.
Fiona Murphy, would you like to see rent freezes being introduced?
Well, I agree with David. I think we're behind the curve again. It was 2015 when this was called for. We now, at a time when inflation was stable, we now see inflation on the rise again. However little, it's unpredictable, but the reality is we're behind the curve. The real issue, and it has been said already, I'm saying it every day on the floor of the Dáil, it's supply. And supply
but
will
on,
never...
On rents though, and the we've had rents now linked to inflation, an extension of the rent pressure zones. What about rent freezes? Is that something you think should be introduced?
I don't think it will work. We need to increase supply, and we have a planning policy in place that won't do that. We have issues in Dublin that are separate from the rest of the country, but we have the same planning policy, and this is not a one size fits all. The issue here is that we have planning policy that is being forced through legislation. We now have piecemeal offerings, none of which are going to curb or cure supply. And the supply is the real issue, and that's what needs to be remedied.
A brief word from the youngest member of the Dáil, because this is an issue that affects young people a lot. James O'Connor, are the measures that were introduced this week adequate, or do rents need to be frozen?
I think it's hard to be brief on an issue of such importance.
Well, we'll have
to
be, because we've got a minute left.
But I'd like to say, I think what I'd like to see happening from government is very serious and meaningful action to tackle some of the matters that could make an improvement nearly overnight in the supply of housing stock, including Airbnb in high demand housing areas like Dublin City Centre, even here in Cork today, where I'm joining you in the Cork studio. I think we have to look at the impact that is having on swallowing up high quality 2-bed residential accommodation in units, and also the impact it's having and other renters taking up 3-bed family
units.
All right,
but on rent freezes, where do you stand?
I think the issue of inflation is something that will become more apparent over the next couple of years. I am welcoming the developments that have happened over the last number of months and the hard work put in by the Minister for Housing. But we do have to address the issue of supply, which has been correctly identified. Well, looking at the cost of building materials as well is something that we will have to put greater focus on as a government.
We know that. Thank you, James. Oisín Smith, final word to you.
I just want to say that it's really positive that up to now, I actually agree with the opposition, this should have happened sooner, that there has been a 4% cap on the maximum you can raise a rent. Now it'll be inflation. Inflation has been less than 1% for the last 3 years. So it really does introduce a degree of protection that was long sought for tenants. And I'd like to see indefinite duration tenancies introduced as soon as possible.
Your own party proposed a rent freeze, I think, during the programme for government talks. It was shot down by Fianna Fáil. Isn't that right?
Well, I think that they, I'm happy that we've got an inflation capped rent freeze. I think that's going to be less than 1%. It's a lot better than 4%. I think it's a move in the right direction. But also, I want to see people's the length of their tenancies protected as well, so that they've got security of tenure as well as being protected from impossibly high rent increases, which can lead to homelessness.
All right, Minister, thank you very much indeed, and thank you to my panel: Minister Oisin Smith, David Cullinan from Sinn Féin, and Independent Fiona Murphy, and James O'Connor in Cork.